Yeah, definitely took a lot out of me. I was knackered, like 2 miles to go. I was just hitting lactic, and then 1 mile to go, you know, I was thinking, oh, just a mile to go. And then I tried to just test him down the hill. I was thinking, oh, I had a bit more energy thinking that he would just kind of sit behind me and then slow down a bit. But he still carried on, and I just knew sort of at the end, if it came down to the last 200 metres.
For your last race after this incredible season, you probably wanted something a little bit easier than that.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't expect this. I thought it was going to be a lot easier now. I was thinking, you know, Mike Keegan last year gave me a good run. I was thinking it's going to be him and a few others, but, you know, Stanley Beatwell, he's a class athlete, and he definitely pushed me today.
Pushed you to your quickest time of the year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I didn't think I was going to run that quick towards the end of season, but, you know, it's just nice to be able to finish with a win, and that was more important.
A glorious day, Mo. And tell me what it's like when you're running along there and the crowd's just giving that support all the way.
Yeah, the crowd were, you know, giving massive support. It's brilliant to have, you know, to come here, end of season here. And it just, you know, everybody come out and it's great weather and I really enjoyed it, you know. If it wasn't for the crowd and just edging me towards the end, I don't think it would have definitely been a different result.
There's about 55,000 behind you there, and many of them are raising money for all kinds of incredible causes. I'm sure you want to give them a shout out as well.
Yeah, definitely. You just want to shout out to all the people who's running for Love One charity, and they are making a difference. It's a beautiful day, and Brendan Foster and the team has put on a great show for sure. You know, over the years, the Great North Run's been just getting better and better.
You going to come back?
I definitely want to come back and see if I can do a hat-trick.
We'd love to have you back next year, Mo. And I know this today is, you know, it's the closing of the shop, isn't it? The shop's shut down now.
My leg's shut down too, for sure. I just want to enjoy time with my family and to my unborn child. I just want to be there for the birth of my child. And, you know, it's been an amazing year. I just want to thank everyone who supported me. I couldn't have a better year than this.